watch question for you, Luke. How often do you charge your watch?
Ooh. Well, maybe once every 3 days.
Oh, really? That's not bad.
Maybe.
Not bad. I went to look at the time this morning because my alarm's on my watch. And I went to look. I was like, and it's dead.
No.
I don't like taking my watch off. I like my watch there. Some people don't wear watches, do they? Or just only wear it for runs and stuff. Mine's always on my wrist.
Yeah, I'm so used to wearing mine now, like daily.
Yeah.
I was thinking about, I'll buy like a nice watch. Maybe I'll wear that. And then I was just thinking, well, no. How will I know my heart rate? How will I know how hard I've worked? How will I know if I ran up these stairs or not?
It's easy because I haven't done anything.
It's definitely one of those things when technology has kind of taken over a little bit.
What annoys me is the world's Garmin's just released their new 965, is it 997, whatever it is, the new 55, yeah. Whatever it is. Oh, with the AMOLED screen, the colours, oh, it looks pretty. It looks very pretty.
Yes.
I'm tempted, but I don't think I can afford 800 quid watch when I've got one sat on my wrist.
Yeah. It's hard when you're looking down, you're like, oh, that was the same price.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Hey, Lucas, you're fresh back from... I was going to do a German accent then, but I realised that was not a good idea, so I stopped myself. you're fresh back from Munich, or Munchkin, as they say over there.
Yes.
How was your little trip to Munich?
Yeah, pretty good. So this is the second year I've been over to Munich to race the event over there. And really good. I really enjoy the venue. They do it in the Olympic Park, which is kind of like... Yeah.
Looked awesome by the videos.
Yeah, kind of like the center of Munich, or a pretty big part. Park's huge. It's got everything in there. It's got a track, swimming pool, leisure facilities, outdoor stuff, like a lake. So there's loads of stuff in there. It's massive.
You can see the stadium from miles away. As you're driving, I know when I've been skiing and you're driving on the autobahn, the main road, you can see Allianz Arena from like miles away. It's like this massive, glass style building, isn't it?
You can see Allianz Arena is from the airport as you drive into Munich. So you go past that. And then you go into like the centre, and then the big park's there, and you can see the outside of the stadium and stuff there, which is pretty cool. Great venue. I'd say, like, look, if you're thinking about travelling there, there's so many hotels around. There's loads of places to eat literally within walking distance of the park. Infrastructure to get from the airport to the park takes probably about 30 minutes. 35 minutes right. From the airport, so you can get a taxi. I believe there's a train you can jump on, and there probably is buses, although I didn't check the buses out. I just looked at the trains and the taxis. Getting around's easy. I just e-scootered everywhere as soon as when I was there.
E-scooters.
Yeah,
brilliant.
I got the little Lime app on my phone, tap on there, e-scooted over to where I needed to go if it was too far to walk.
Brilliant.
Or
that's not classed as a warm-up, you know that, Luke, don't
well,
you?
Well, yeah, I was ragging the e-scooter around into the park. No, but they're literally everywhere. There's like hundreds and hundreds of e-scooters just like laying around all down the street. So very easy to find, easy to get around.
Bit like a Boris bike.
Yeah, basically. They got the bikes as well, but they just seem to have more scooters than bikes. So very easy to get around. The actual event itself...
I was going to say, let's remind ourselves why you went there. Obviously, this was the sprint, which was the first qualifying race for the Madrid 3K.
Yeah.
Obviously, Spartan changed their European rules last minute, as they always do, and went from a 3K series to a 5K series, which is basically effectively the sprints.
Yes.
Munich being the first one. You've got Holland. You've got Gloucester in England.
And VAC.
And then you've got one in Hungary.
VAC,
yeah. Not in that order, but they're the venues. And then, obviously, he finishes with the actual final in Madrid, which will be a 3K with heats of 1K and blah, blah, blah. So to qualify for that, you had to go and do one of these races. And Luke decided Munchkin was the one he was going to go and do.
Yes, super quick. So straight off the start line for this venue, they seem to have used the same course as last year, and I think probably the same course they've used quite a while. So you go off the start line, it's flat, then it goes into like an almost not vertical hill, but straight up. You're going straight up the side of the grassy verge for quite a while. And then you come down and then you're onto like cobbled paths. And then this is the start of the races where you do a lot of the incline. You have to go up, up, up these cobbled paths. And then there's a few obstacles. It's kind of more walls, out, so over, under, through. You've got the Z walls as well. So it's kind of like those obstacles at the beginning. And the only thing that really kind of caught us up right at the beginning is when we got to the Z walls, there was quite a few people. So pretty much you had like two people on a wall at the same time. So
that's nerve-wracking when you've got someone like trying to push you on as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I kind of had to slow down there because somebody was on the wall and I was like, oh god. But it was okay. And then a little bit more elevation, and then you come down into the more into the park, I would say. Once you come from the top of it, you come into like the flatter part, and then you start hitting a few more obstacles. They come a bit more consistently after that. Super quick though, I think 33 minutes or so was the winning time.
Jeremy Gachet, wasn't it?
Yep, Jeremy, not showing his age, 40 plus, still killing it out there.
He's 40 plus, isn't he?
Absolutely rapid. So you had like a 33, I think. I came in through just around 38 minutes, so about 5 minutes out. Not in the qualifying places this time, but to be fair, I didn't really expect to be around the top 10, maybe the teens.
You had marathon legs in, to be fair, didn't you? So
it was pretty much the last mile. Absolutely killed me. So they got all the obstacles you'd expect of more of a European one. So they got the slack line, they got the chain carry.
In a sprint as well.
Oh, yeah. We had three carries in the sprint. So
yes, that sounds like my sort of style.
Your dream, Jack. You had a chain carry, a bucket, and a sandbag.
And a bag.
And the sandbag was up and down stairs, like, of the stadium.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, nice.
That's what killed me. Going up those stairs the second time, we had to go down
proper
and up
stadium
two times.
Style. Love it.
It just blew up my quads, like, the front of my quads. I was literally shuffle running after that. I was like, oh, God. Luckily, it was near the finish, but like, I had nothing to, like, push on. It was no fun. They had a couple of accuracy obstacles as well. We had the spear and we had the new pistol.
And how was that?
Yeah, definitely something different. I enjoyed it, but I did. 10 seconds. So it's still a bit
that
new.
What do you mean by 10 seconds?
Yeah.
It took you 10 seconds to hit it.
You get, I believe you get 20 seconds to hit the target. If you don't hit it within those 20 seconds, you have to wait an additional 20 seconds. So it could be a 40 second penalty. Okay. You have to hit the target three times, and I think I can't remember if there was a maximum or a minimum amount of shots, like maximum 10 or minimum 10 or something.
You can't auto fire.
You can fire pretty fast. Yeah, I think. So on the board, there's like a white circle and then a black circle in the middle for the center. When I was doing the test, you had to hit the black circle. But when you were doing the actual run, I believe the white circle was also included. So it was a bit of a bigger target. But yeah, took me 10 seconds. I hit the first two shots straight away. And then I think it took me another three shots to get the third one. So fairly good.
Nice.
It seemed like a lot of people were getting through there pretty fast. I don't think many people had that 20-second penalty at all. Everything that I saw was...
Then it questions whether it's even worth having them. Does that make sense? Like, it sounds silly because I know it's something different.
Yeah.
But if it seems like... nothing on you because you obviously hit it. But if it seems like anyone was just getting it... It does make you think, well, it's a bit of a pointless obstacle. Surely the idea of that obstacle is that you have to bring your heart rate down, you have to focus, you have to hit it, you know, or make it a bit of a harder penalty, right?
Well, I think maybe this is the first time we've seen it in Europe.
Yeah, so it'll adapt.
I think they're easing it in, and I think later on, maybe the shot will have to be in the black circle.
Yeah.
So it will be the hard... Well, I don't know what they're thinking, but...
Do you know if you hit it in the black or do you know you got it in the white? Can you tell when you're shooting or not?
No, you can't tell. You just know if you've hit it or not. That's the only thing that's quite hard, because you are shooting and there is a little blinking, like a light will go on, but it's by the time you've looked, you've already taken the shot. So
how is that volunteered? How is that reffed?
At the top of each target, there's lights. If you hit it, the light goes green. Green. You have to get three lights.
So you need to have three green lights.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
When you were testing, though, like the day before, there was a gun in the village and you could have a go and test it. They had an iPad in front of you, and on the iPad, it showed you where your shot landed.
Oh, okay, cool.
So that was better, because I could tell, well, my aim is awful. What I found out was that my aim was, if I hold it more to the left and up, I was going central. But if I was holding it central, I was going right down to the right.
Right.
So I was holding like over that way. So
because you're left-handed.
Maybe, yeah.
You throw a spear like that, to be fair, as well.
Yeah, I threw a nice spear on the race. I hit perfectly. I was quite happy with that.
Did you know?
Yeah, I sunk it. I was like, oh.
First one in about 2 years.
Hello. Hey, first one. Always get the first one of the year good, and then it's a good year. Fingers crossed.
Do you reckon?
I think.
Do you reckon that's the way forward? We'll find out next year, don't we?
We'll see. They had Twister, monkey bars, a rig as well. So
their multi-rig was bar and rings, I saw.
Yeah. It was doable, like fairly simple. I would have loved if they had thrown a rope in right at the end, but at least it's a multi-rig, something slightly different.
So it sounds like you had sort of the super and you didn't have ape hanger though, no?
No, that was a beast obstacle, so we wouldn't have had that.
Yeah, so but it sounds like you had a few super obstacles in the sprint though.
Yes, I think
you wouldn't normally get Twister, would you, in a sprint unless it's on the course, obviously.
Yeah, so it was fully the obstacles was fully stocked. It was not like a very sparse 20 obstacle sprint. I think there was around 20-25, but it was all range of obstacles. So like Jack said, it's the elite European elite series, slightly different to how they're doing it in America, kind of like the 5K one, but I think they've gone, right, we're going to make this a big thing. We're going to make this a challenging course.
We've said this in the past, you've got to remember, in America though, they're happy to travel, like Nicole Miracle, VJ and all that, they will travel across. Whereas here in England, it's a little bit harder for us just to nip to France, nip to Munich, nip to... Theoretically, it's not, but money, passports, travel, you know, it adds up, and we're not sponsored athletes that are getting paid to go.
No, I think that's the difference, you know, when you get to a certain level, like we're talking about Nicole Merkel and a few other like guys who are pros, those top 20 in the US are probably not funding everything themselves, or if they are, it's from... their winnings, stuff. So it's slightly different in England, but there was a great turnout. Obviously, it was myself and Ellen were the only British contingent over there for this race, but there was plenty of French guys, obviously German, Austrian guys, Spanish guys there. So Karen Carlson was in the ladies' race. She came third.
Yeah, I see she came third. Yeah.
So that's pretty good. And then you had a strong... There was 25 girls in their field. That was a strong ladies' field as well.
We will just shout out Adam Wells as well, because she finished fifth in that very strong group of women.
She was only 2 minutes out of a podium place. So she's only 2 minutes behind Karen Carlson.
That's not bad. Yeah. I mean, that's not bad. I mean, Karen Carlson's top. I mean, we're talking
world champion. You know,
she has been a world champion. Yeah, exactly. So to be only a couple of minutes off that. I know it's a sprint and 2 minutes a long way, but to be 2 minutes off Karen, that's impressive.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to watching Ellen this year. She's running really well.
Yeah, definitely. I think she's going to have a good season.
If you had to change anything, Luke, what would you do? So, like, let's just say, for instance, you're going to Zandvoort now, or you'll go to, let's say, Gloucester, because that's one you might be doing. What's your aim? What would you do differently now? Anything, or just would you train specifically for it?
Probably.
Or not?
Probably. I think, what let me down was, obviously, I hadn't trained speedier stuff, and I had just come off doing a marathon. But I had the legs to get going. I just didn't have the legs to finish. So I was okay. I was probably at a good point, and then my finish kind of let me down. I couldn't push where I needed to. So
the other thing you've got to think as well, right? The other thing is, like, that's your first race of the year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like OCR.
Yeah, it's always
you know, and you go into quite a big race, quite a lot of pressure, quite a lot of good athletes there. Heineck, you know, we mentioned Gache, a few of the names there. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So
it's always got to start
good
somewhere.
Athletes there that you're going in. Well, yeah, exactly.
You've got to think, this brought, I think there was 57 guys or 55 guys, yeah, something like that. So that's that's a good field for the men's elite, especially when on the same day there was a trifecta weekend in Italy and you had some top guys over there. So, no, definitely a good race. I think what I personally need to do is get on a few obstacles, drill my efficiency. There was a few obstacles that I did perfectly, but I just wasn't as quick on them as I'd been like last year when I'd been doing more obstacle races and stuff. So just shows a bit of obstacle efficiency obviously helps. I could have shaved off like 5 seconds here, 5 seconds there, a little bit of time. Maybe it just helps with the running, but no, I was good. Got the race going. I'm just happy with it. Oh god, happy with it pretty much. and I just see they've released that they're returning to there in 2024, and they're gonna add a super in to the Munich one. Nice. So I would, if anybody's thinking about a little early season trip, maybe Munich would be the one. I would definitely suggest it. It's a great venue.
Do they do a stadium race in that venue or not?
Nope. Hardly do any stadiums.
Could they do one there? I suppose it could.
Potentially, yeah, but it's
physically possible. I mean,
the stadium's not that, well, I don't think it's that big, as in they'd have to use the land around it, which is basically
land around, a bit like what you've done,
which is basically the park, so they might as well just do the park. And now they're going to do a super.
It's becoming a bit of an iconic venue, isn't it? Let's be fair.
Definitely. I would say it's a great venue. The main thing you're going to get there is a super competitive field. What I've seen the last few years, it's always had like a deep, deep field.
It's easy to get to, isn't it? That's the thing.
Yeah, easy to get to.
For most of Europe.
It pulls good people. The venue is very travel friendly. Germany's an easy country for like people to get into. And obviously, have plenty of hotels locally, plenty of places to eat. So that also makes it very easy. Unlike some other venues you've got to go, and then maybe they're in the middle of nowhere or it doesn't have the infrastructure. This one's got it all right by the park, so it's a good one to do.
Yeah. Nice. So what's next for Lucas in that series? Do you think you're going to go to Zandvoort or Hungary, or do you think you're just going to wait till Gloucester now for the UK qualifying race?
Well, I probably won't do VAC because I just don't think I'll make it over that way, but maybe Zandvoort. I need to double check and see if I can get there, like time off work to go. But I'll definitely be doing the Gloucester one. Yes, more of a flatter beach one. I believe Zandvoort is right near where they do the F1. I believe it's near the F1 track or the race.
Because we had plans to do it last. We had plans to do it last year, hadn't we? And then COVID, obviously, or the year before, and then COVID obviously hit, so we couldn't get there.
It is also a trifecta weekend in Zandvoort.
It is, which is interesting because I've looked into it. The so the qualifying race for the 3K, so for Madrid, the one you've just done, is an 8 o'clock start at Zandvoort.
So they're just doing it first, which I think they should.
A daytime. It's basically an evening day. They called it light time evening sprint. So it's not a daytime sprint like a morning. It's still the evening, but it's the first wave to go off, basically.
So it's 8 p.m.
8 p.m. 8 p.m. And that she reckons that would be daytime. Daylight.
Daylight. Well, yeah, probably by then, just the last 30 minutes.
So the first 10 is fine. After that, you're in pitch black.
Pretty much.
It'll be interesting to see if they say head torch. Because I'm not signed up yet, but I have planned to go. I think. All being well at home with babies and things like that, I have plan to go. So it'd be interesting if they suggest headlights or not head torches.
But
it could be Wales all over again.
Yes, in the dark forest, just like
I still can't believe that they were like head torches. You must wear head torches. It looks like I don't need a head torch. On the carry, and looks like literally like an old man going through the woods trying to feel his feet and way through the woods.
I could not see anything. I was so glad for you to run past me. I was like, I'm following you. through all the way.
Yeah.
Ten minutes later, it was light. I was fine.
It was light. It was light. But yeah, that's hilarious. Oh, man.
So
what a moment.
I think one thing that came out of this weekend as well is the introduction of teams in Spartan, as in...
Yes, let's talk about that.
Branded teams. This is something that,
mate, we've been asking for this for years.
This is something that,
years
that
we've been saying this,
that we may have mentioned once or twice before. So incorporated into the Elite Series is three teams. They are brand sponsors, I guess, brand partners of Spartan this year. So Red,
Nirvana,
and MyZone.
Yep, so MyZone we know as Heart Rate Monitor. Obviously, people you work with, I've got a MyZone, love a MyZone. Worth getting if you're interested in heart rate stuff. Really
definitely
good app as well. So they're really good. Red is obviously the what I would know as like an aqua company. So they are paddle boards, but they also do like dry robes and bags and things like that. And the Nirvana is the travel company that help people to travel to different countries when they're doing sporting events, things like that. So three good companies. I think Spartan are looking for more. Hint, hint, wink, wink, Athletic Berlin, please get one involved. So, but yeah, at the minute it's three. I'd imagine by Madrid they might have a couple more, I would say.
I think by now...
Who, I don't know.
Well, I think now they're probably... It would be the three, and then maybe if this idea takes
next
off,
year,
maybe they'll have a team. But I think it's a great idea. I think it's something that we've talked about, and I think it's something that could really work in Spartan. Because you look at running clubs and you look at running events, a lot of local ones, right, it's your top three and then it's your top three teams. Or it's pretty much your club runners, like, right, okay, it's the club team against another team. So there's no reason why we couldn't have a similar... I know we have teams in OCR like Rumble, Field Fit, Nuclear Phoenix, but in certain events like Spartan, if they had branded teams that could compete against each other,
so within that brand you have teams.
Yeah.
So for instance, Spartan, you are a part of the MyZone team or the Red team or whoever team or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping this filters down even more over the next couple of years. I'm hoping then even within the UK series, Spartan can have its own little league as well. So you could have the Athletic Brewing team or the... Even if Rumble or Feel Fit or Nuclear wanted to have their team within the Spartan League, that would work as well.
Yeah.
But as long as it's done legitimately, you know. We've said for years that having a Spartan pro team run by Spartan was nice. Don't get me wrong, we've both been a part of it and we've been an advantage of it, but we've all said along it will never work. And look at it now, it has eventually dissipated because the money's not there. But the money needs to be coming in from those main sponsors. So having a sponsor like Red and MyZone is brilliant, right?
Yeah, it's definitely going to help athletes. It's definitely going to help the companies, especially what I would say, like a company like Red, for instance, that has a very strong pull with like people from an aqua background. So your paddleboard, your stand up, but they're obviously trying to make waves with their dry robe.
I like what you did there.
Their robes, their non-wet robes in certain areas.
I was actually pointing out that you said waves. They were making waves. I thought that was quite impressive. The fact that you cocked up by saying dry robe. there's our dry robe sponsor gone.
Damn it. They're trying to get into this kind of sport and associating themselves with some athletes that have been in the sport, that have had success, or that are just racing regularly, is only going to help enhance people's knowledge of them. Because if I went to most people and said, oh, do you know of Red, they're probably going to know them from the paddleboard side of things.
Yeah, it's in the logo, but don't necessarily, so to bring this one further, so how we've had clarified is basically... Luke's gone to Munich, which is one of the qualifying races, as well as VAC, as you said, Gloucester, and Holland. Once you've come top 10, I believe, in Elite, like Ellen has now qualified top 10, she will get put in the little list of qualified athletes. And then each country will have so many athletes selected to go towards a drafting system. So where these companies like Red, MyZone and Nirvana this year will basically then draft all their team captains who have been announced.
Yeah.
I can remember...
You've got
LeBros is one of them, isn't he?
LeBros is the captain of Red.
Red, yeah.
My zone is Viola.
Yeah.
And then you've got, I think it's Andre Sampa.
One of the guys.
Spanish guy, Sampa, is the captain of Nirvana, and they will be able to draft the athletes into their
selected,
into their branded team, for the final.
Yeah, for the final, which is Madrid.
Yeah.
So that's how it's going to work this year. I can see that if it works well, and I think it will work well because it will.
Something different, and of course, we'll have to see.
I think what happened next year, then the teams will be from the start. So, for instance, you'll be going into qualifying in your team. So, I think that would be the way forward as well. So, like, Red might have 20 athletes within their system, and only three or four might qualify, and then they get picked to go. You know, so I think that's how it will eventually go.
Yeah.
And hopefully, then Red will be able to support those athletes. You know, like MyZone will support their athletes, and Nirvana will support their athletes, and then all of a sudden, you get this culture of, you know, athlete sponsored athletes.
Yeah, I think it'd be great to have a two way thing. So have your overall, as in like the individual athletes can fight out for the title of the elite series, but then also have your each brand collects points, like you were saying, and maybe we have
like Formula One.
Yeah. So
you have team drivers' points, and then you have the team points.
Yeah. So at the end, like, look, Nirvana have won the team championship, or Red have won the team championship. So obviously, there's only three right now, so it's going to be a little small. But if there was more brands in further down the line, it might be great to have that, or just to have one overall champion for the teams would be cool.
Sorry, we lost you there, Luke. Wi-Fi issues, but I get what you said.
Yeah.
We did hear you. I think we heard you, but just to let you know, if we did miss you, sorry about that. So it's really good. Really good moves from Spartan there. Great to see they're actually involving their sponsored brands, and they're getting involved as well, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope that's the future of racing in the UK. Like you say, we've mentioned Super League Triathlon before now. Anybody that hasn't watched that, I must watch that because that's incredible.
Oh, yeah, amazing.
And I do think Spartan could go, or at least OCR could go that way. And it would be quite a cool then to have it in each country like that as well. Like England had their own little league, Spain had their own little league. And then you could then do the best from England take on the best from like a European league. So, yeah, there's loads of ways you could go and do it.
Getting ahead of yourself with the dreams there, mate.
Oh, mate, I know. I should just be a general manager for Spartan. No, it's far too easy job. Anyway, with that said, what's next for Luke? What's your next race now? Spartan, back to England, boring old England. But it should be a good race, right?
Be Henley, coming down to Henley to do a race. So that'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. You've got Nuts this weekend, though.
I have Nuts this Sunday.
You're racing before me, I believe.
The FISO 3K qualification. I've gone for Elite, obviously. And it's not as packed out as I thought it might be, but there's obviously, again, a lot of people are marathon running. London Marathon, obviously, being on.
Is there?
I'm thinking Becky from the girls is obviously a big loss from that side. Maybe Das, he might have partaked in the 3K, I don't know. But I think generally looking at it, there's not many of us wanting to focus on that 3K.
How many? Whereas I think that was there. There's only seven, isn't there, from the guys? And there was like three girls.
So there's a lot more. It's a little bit odd. I don't quite know why British Obstacle Sports have done this, and they haven't really mentioned it. But you can enter and get your place.
Yeah.
But then you have to email British Obstacle and tell them you want an elite place.
Yeah.
So for those that haven't emailed and said we want to be known as elite,
they don't get to.
They
race.
Wouldn't have been put. Well, they do, but they won't be put in the elite field.
But that means they can't qualify, no?
Exactly. Oh. So I don't quite why they haven't made a big thing of this. I only know because Katie told me to email. So I emailed and I had an email back saying, "Yeah, you're going elite." That's why I'm in the elite standings. There's a lot of people out there like Samuel Clark, who's a phenomenal racer, hasn't done that, so he's in the age group. Does that make sense?
Can he still email?
So actually racing. Yes, of course you can. You can all the way up to date. So I think it will be said, but it's just a case of it was a bit of a strange.
Yeah, because I looked, there was seven guys and three girls. I was like,
Yeah.
What is happening?
Yeah. There's a lot more than that. Yeah, there's a lot more than that. It's just those. It just so happens that some of those people won't have actually put their name forward for Elite. Because, again, I think from what they were saying on that other podcast we will not mention, I think what's going to happen was it was they're going to go at an age group waves, which is really going to piss me off because...
Oh, well, hang on. So you're not racing all the elites against the elites?
I don't think so. Oh, I think I'm going to go off in an age group with my people, which is going to really piss me off.
My people?
I
want to go again.
My age group people.
My people.
But you know what I mean. I want to be up there against Morgan. I want to be up there against Sam. I want to be up there against Darren. You know, like me and Darren will be a same age group, I think. So we'll be in the same.
Yeah,
group.
You're but both old.
I want to be up there against those fast boys. Do you know what I mean? I want to be up there against the young whippersnappers to keep me true. Otherwise, like at Tartan Warrior, I did well to finish second because I literally ran the whole thing on my bloody own. Yeah. I think if I'd had that. Them there or them around me, I could have then
pushed
obviously off. Worked my effort to that, you know. So we'll see. Yeah. Let's see if they put us in Elite. As it's an Elite qualifier, they should put us out in Elite, right? Anyone that wants to go Elite should go Elite.
I'd think so. I think they would. Well, I don't know how they're going to do it, but what I would like to see is if they do the Elite guys, then the Elite girls, and then they do age group one, age group two, whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I think it's going to give away. They're putting the age groups off first.
Huh?
I think they're putting the age groups off first. My time is late. It's late in the evening, afternoon. I haven't got a morning start. I've got an afternoon start.
How many people are there?
I mean, that might have all changed. I don't know.
It's a 3K. How long is it going to take?
I know. Yeah, well, apparently it's a very fast course.
So 15 minutes? 20 minutes?
I would say somewhere between 15 and 20 is going to be the fast guys and girls. Yes, 100%. But mate, it's odd, isn't it? Because like you know, in a few months' time at Nuclear, that 12K qualifier is going to be stacked.
You think there'll be quite a few people there.
Why do you think people stay away from the 3K? Do you think people just don't like that distance? What do you reckon it is about 3K? I mean, personally, I really enjoy it. I really enjoy that obstacle flow, quick, less running, admittedly. But I do prefer that.
Yeah.
I know it comes less carries and less obstacles sometimes, but. What do you think about that 3K distance that people do not like? Do you think they want more for the money?
I don't know. Sometimes I think it's difficult as well. Like we've said about people specialising and focusing on one. I think that just some people haven't decided. And the 3K was supposed to be a Spartan. Then it was stopped. Then it was a Nuts. I think maybe some people...
It's just been a bit hit and miss.
Yeah, and... From the looks of it, I thought there'd be so much interest in doing that. I thought it would be packed.
Yeah, I thought that would be.
I thought there'd be a field of like 20 to like 30 people, like male and female. Like it'd be pretty, pretty busy. But maybe there will be on the day. Maybe there'll be more.
I think there will because I've looked now and there's like, so for instance, I'll give you an example of the people that I know. You've got me, Mo.
Yeah.
Darren Martin. So there's two people that are super quick on that course, yep. Definitely. I mean,
they're going to be really
big
good.
Old boy, but he's rapid.
Oh, he'll move, yeah.
You got Fergal now involved.
Yeah,
the relief.
That'd be good.
You know, you've got Sam Clark that's come from Bay and Jim. That guy is just a freaking ninja. Do you know what I mean? His running's not quite there yet, but that...
He can get through obstacles easy.
So he's going to be a serious threat this year. So there's five of us that are all really... And then past that, you've got... I believe Gavin Holcalf is coming down from Scotland.
Oh.
You know, Gavin's no slouch.
No, he's Scottish.
You know? Now he hasn't been put in the eight in the elite, but he will, I would imagine, he'll go elite. So he'll be another one that's in that little mix there. Then you've got people even in the age group like Eddie Lambert, who trained there all the time. He's going to be super fast through there. I mean, you're talking matter of seconds, not minutes. We're talking there's going to be only a few seconds that divide that top 10 easy. I've run out of names. But yeah, there is loads of people. There is loads of people on that list that will make it for a bloody fun race.
No, it'll be good. It'll be good. I just, I'm not too sure why people don't seem to go elite. But then again, I'm not 100% sure... how many will try and go elite in the 12K? Like, in realism, I think there'll be, like, a group of about 15. Whereas you might get people try the age group a bit more. Although they're doing it differently at Challenge Cup, I think. I think we're all just going off in one wave, and when you finish is where you come.
Okay, that's interesting.
Because it'll be, it just says top three, and then if you finish in your age group.
Selected, yeah.
So
yeah,
it's top three elite, and then you get the two extra spaces, and then you've got whoever comes fourth is in the winner of that age group, and so forth, so forth. So
before the season starts then, Luke, give us your, let's put it out there right now. Who's your predictions for having a good season in general? Who's going to have a good season this year, do you feel? We've got obviously Hungary to look forward to. I know there's not many people. I'm surprised how many little people are going out to Hungary, to be fair, Luke. You know, like,
yeah.
You know, you've got Pfizer, obviously.
To be fair, I decided against it just because I can't make that many European trips, like, not for big, long weekends, because that would be like a three-day kind of thing. And I just thought, I can't spend money on that and I want to do another thing. So I had to make a choice. I think, yeah, good seasons this year. I think we will see maybe Samuel Clark, yeah, as an unknown, coming into the UK scene more regularly this year. So I think, yeah, we'll...
He's 19. Yeah, the boy's 19.
He's young.
His running is good, but it's not at the level of what I would call Spartan fast boys. Yeah. You know, like, I think even like me, you, Mo would give him a run for his money. Tom certainly would.
Yeah, he'll be up there.
But I do believe he will be up there, 100%.
I think... We already mentioned Ellen, but she just looks pretty.
Mate,
she looks really
season.
Good this year. So yeah, I think that will be.
It just proves to you, right? If you travel and go abroad and do all these technical obstacles, look how good you can get at just doing rigs and obstacles.
Yeah.
You know, like how quick you can get.
Yeah, I think she's going to have a great season. I think Mo might take a little jump this year. I think he's going to have a really good year. I fancy him to qualify at the 3K as an elite. No pressure, Mo. But I have a feeling.
Definitely. He should be. Again, young lads, 20, was he? 20 odds?
20 something.
You know, he's got the world at his feet.
I think,
yeah, do you know what I mean? He's
even if,
super quick.
Even if he didn't qualify, I would put him down as an elite, as in one of the selection places for sure. Because
he'll get a top five.
He's got it.
Whatever it is, he's got it.
He's got it. I think this.
What about the girls? I mean, like, another person I've just thought of is Connor Wickham's coming over, I noticed, nuts.
Oh, yeah, nice.
So he'll be interested to see how he's doing.
It'd be great.
Again, I don't know if he's doing elite or age group, but I'm assuming he's doing elite this year because he's done everything he needs to do.
He said he was moving up to elite in Spartan. He's definitely running elite in Spartan, so...
So it'll be interesting to see how those sort of like the guys that are stepping up from the age groups. Obviously, you've got Libby, who I coach, stepping up this year to elite.
She's going to elite. Nice, that'll be good.
Yeah, she's elite this year. So, and Libby's a real unknown because if she actually switched it on in a race, she'd be absolutely lethal. Mm. It's just getting Libby to switch it on, you know, like it's that whole young teenager style attitude of like, oh, this is fun. Yeah.
She's still...
No, Libby, you're in a race.
She's still super young though, so she's got years...
Oh, mate, she's not even 16. Not even 16.
Oh,
so it doesn't really matter. Just have fun with it.
Yeah.
But she's a serious weapon, mate. I tell you, she flies through rigs like... You know, like, she just gets through them so easy. It's annoying, actually, how easy.
You're like, oh, I had to jump for that.
Yeah, exactly. And Ollie, I shout out another one of my young lads, Ollie, who is really focused on the 100 metres this year.
Nice.
He's looking super quick for the 100 metre stuff. Again, no body weight, mate. Just moves like an absolute bloody ninja. It's annoying how he's doing like 14-foot lashes now. And, like, landing on nunchucks and balls. It's just like you... Too good.
Well,
you need to teach me soon.
There we go. Right, there's our little lowdown of the people. So, fingers crossed, it'll be a fun event. I will be keeping my eyes peeled, mate. I need you to send me the link of how can I track people? How will we know?
Yeah, I don't know actually. I'm assuming BOS will be there in presence, so I'm assuming there'll be a stream of some kind. It should be. I mean, these events, again, we've said this in the past. These are the events, the ones that we should be streaming.
Of course.
Because they're ones that people are interested in. We should have a dedicated streaming company there actually streaming the whole thing live. It needs to be done. How hard can it be? GoPro, Wi-Fi,
think,
YouTube, simple.
I think they'd love to, mate.
Luke,
but it may cost.
Come and stream it. Yeah, but now just do it off.
Can't afford
it. Do it budget. Yeah, come on, there's Fabian out there. There's James Burton. He's not racing. Get a camera on you.
If I
strap it to your head.
If I wasn't working, I would probably come down and follow you around, mate. But I'm working.
Work, schmuck. You just told me what to loot.
It's true. Right, so yeah, I think that'd be cool. It'd be a fun weekend to look ahead, and then first Spartan of the season at the end of the month. Gonna be good.
Mate, the season is about to go off a bang.
I'm excited,
although I've done two races already, but mate, it's like
I'm excited.
It's gonna be literally nuts, Spartan, hungry. Mate, my next few months is just like
blown up.
Good.
Good.
Blown up.
Let's go.
Indeed.